is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling News for the Soul. Welcome to News for the Soul, Robert Allen.
Thank you, Nicole. It's great to be here with you tonight.
Why are you here? We're talking to Carolyn Mace about Sacred Contracts, one of her many best-selling books.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show. Next up, it's time for Up Level You with Jessie V. Let's bring her on. Introduce yourself for now and what's up for today. Welcome back, Jessie.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. Hello, hello. Welcome to Up Leveling You with me, your host, Jessie V. I am a wife, a homeschool mom, a yoga instructor, a medium, a soul and ascension coach, and an owner of two businesses. Tea Trees and Oils is my first business, which offers healing services and products that I make. And my other business, Riverside Studio, a crystal apothecary shop and wellness center, where I host those services and products. It is also home to other local healers from Wisconsin who offer their products and services. I truly love providing space so our community always has someone available to help them when they need it. Guys, thank you so much for tuning into my segment tonight. It is always a pleasure to connect like this. As you know, I like to hold space. So to hold space, I am going to light a candle. I know you can't see me, but I promise you I'm doing it. And I've got my Palo Santo, my favorite cleansing tool and scent. And I'm just going to clear the space with this beautiful smoke, the sacred smoke, so that we can join together on air in a clear and sacred space. So normally on Upleveling You, I like to cover all of my favorite ways to uplevel. I have shared things about the moon phases, law of attraction, my special witchy spells, Reiki, and so many other unique ways to support your best life. I really felt this last week, especially, that I need to continue to do that, to be consistent on this show. But then, seriously, this last full moon on Friday, which was a lunar eclipse as well, it was all about change and kind of going with the flow of that change, trusting that the change is putting you on the right path. Well, I personally felt all of those changes. I'm not even kidding you. And especially regarding this radio show, I felt a really strong pull to be less surface level with the content I'm presenting to you guys, and the need to want to go deeper with up-leveling opportunities. So with that being said, starting today, I still plan to introduce you to lifestyle and wellness, up-leveling opportunities, but without a strategic list of things to cover. So instead, I will go with the flow, just like the universe is wanting me to, trusting that spirit will guide the show for all listeners to hear and hear what they need. I plan to do so with the help of a guest. I have a guest today, and I plan to have guests on in the future. So without further ado, I have here today with me my good friend, Jessica Anderson. Jessica is the founder of Envision Coaching and Wellness, located in Burlington, Wisconsin. She is also the founder of the Let Love Live Ladies, which is a group of women entrepreneurs who work in the healing and wellness industry. These ladies, they get together quarterly to host women's wellness retreats that offer the guests loads of empowerment, engagement, space, and grace to feel through emotions that might surface throughout the day. It's a really a very healing day. myself happen to be a Let Love Live lady, so this organization is very near and dear to my heart. Jessica, I am so glad you're here this evening. Welcome to my radio show, Upleveling You. Welcome to News for the Soul Radio. How are you feeling this evening?
Oh, I'm feeling amazing right now. I'm definitely feeling the side effects from the full moon. Even just that, though, I mean, just from, especially, you know, coincidentally with our wellness retreat that we had, you know, the type of energy that's created in the environments that we create, it's so intense. So
yeah.
I'm still kind of recovering from that, but
yeah.
All good things, though, all in good ways, though, absolutely. So I'm doing good, and I'm so honored to be here as
Yay.
A guest speaker. And with my Let Love Live lady.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm really excited to dive more into this past weekend. We did have our spring retreat for the Let Love Live ladies, and I'm really excited to talk more about that and your background, of course, your business. So let's get right into it, actually. We did. This last Saturday, we hosted our women's spring retreat. How many people did we have at the retreat? Was it 16 women, Katie?
We had 16 participants that attended for this spring wellness retreat,
okay.
Which actually was our lowest number. However, I think this was one of the most powerful retreats that we had so far.
Really?
I really, really do. Because each retreat, we customize it based off of the feedback. And as we gain experience with each retreat, it's just becoming more fluent. It's becoming more, I guess, organized as well, but we're starting to attract the right people. And the more that we're doing this, though, the more mastery we're gaining from it.
True.
We're
very
able
true.
To open up that space, I think, just more, again, naturally.
Yeah.
For people to be vulnerable. And, you know, we're attracting people who are just like-minded,
mm-hmm.
you know, especially the women that are coming. It all has to do, just like with your radio show, with up-leveling you. It's exactly what we are trying to create.
Yeah, I agree. So let's talk really quick about how Let Love Live Ladies came to be.
Yeah.
and then that, I know that's going to steer right into your envision coaching and wellness. So why don't you just talk about why Let Love Live Ladies? What was that about for you?
Oh, boy, so many different things. So when I basically started my business back in 2019, when I started coming up with, okay, how do I want to create this brand? What do I want to name it? You know, all the things. My nature was to encompass the mind, body, and soul.
I love it.
And even too, with my own personal experiences and how I became a life coach, you know, something that always stuck with me was just envisioning what it is that I want to manifest, or what is it that I want to create in my life and for my kids, my family.
Mm-hmm.
So when I started really pondering on how do I want to create this brand, that's how I ended up coming up with basically the Envision Coaching and Wellness.
Sure.
So I incorporated my life coaching, but then I wanted to use that wellness aspect of the mind, body, and soul. So once I started trying to think of, okay, how do I want to expand my business in that area, I decided that I wanted to use my personal contribution and my passion to help other people by bringing that physicality and that connection with people together. So when I started these retreats, it was more so, okay, I want to contribute to the community, and I want to bring along people who have those same passions, the same mission, and the people who I genuinely trust and who I think are the experts in their field in southeastern Wisconsin. So I started just, you know, reaching out to people, networking, and those who I just really aligned, including yourself. I wanted to create this team, and we basically, we started this a year and a half ago,
mm-hmm.
I want to say. So since we do these now every season, we've had 6, I would say, wellness retreats now, and the momentum we've gained from it, though, and the exposure we're getting, you know, a lot of interest with people wanting to be a part of our team because
mm-hmm.
they've seen what we're creating now,
mm-hmm.
where I really do genuinely feel that we are starting a movement. And going back to when I started these retreats, though, I really wanted to just help people, you know, along the lines of, again, creating balance, mind, body, soul, help them on their healing wellness journey, and bringing everybody who I trusted, but also taking into consideration that, you know, we have more power in numbers. And I know that I am very confident in what I do, but I know, for example, like Reiki or mediumship, or even I'm not a nutritionist. So I wanted to create all these different areas into one retreat. So when I pick and choose who is going to be part of the Let Love Live Ladies team, you know, they're very carefully selected, because this is like become my pride and joy.
Sure.
You know, so that's basically, you know, how it started it. And I would say, you know, we really focus on, you know, empowerment, you know, that unity and the personal growth and innovation that we have with these retreats.
So I love that. I also let love live lady, because I am on your team and I've been with you since you started. On the team side, I totally see what your aim is and what the aim of the mission, which is really to empower our guests and to hold space for people that are looking for more tools, so to speak, to have in their back pocket to feel better and to live their best life. And the guests that, as you're saying, we're magnetic and we're attracting into our retreats as guests to be there to receive those things, that those tools that we can offer. Would you say that there's a need for it? Because we're attracting people, and, you know, we're growing this Let Love Live thing, Live Lady thing. Excuse me, that's a lot of L's, right? But these people that are coming to us, again, women, because they're women retreats, do you think that we're positioned at such a time? Because right now in history, people need us?
Absolutely. And, you know, kind of going back to even my personal experiences and integrating, you know, my training as well. But, you know, I've really grown my level of self-awareness, which is also part of my mission with other people, to help them grow their self-awareness. But I really have become aware of how egotistical our society is. And, you know, we have been conditioned to be in a state of lack and fear. And I really think that because each of us individually are being, again, more so subconsciously, or we're unaware that we're living from the ego, is causing such internal chaos. But since we're all connected, it's causing a collective chaos, if that makes sense.
It absolutely does.
So it's very much needed. It's very much needed, because, again, you can see everything that's happening in the world, you know, in so many different ways, you know, in every area of life. People are struggling not just with their physical health, but with their mental health, their emotional health. And, you know, people are struggling even financially and with jobs and environment and, you know, everything, every area of life, people are struggling. So because with our group and our team of the Let Love Live Ladies, because we have so many different backgrounds, we're really touching base on almost every single area. And we're giving them, again, like you said, like those tools to help build that awareness and to navigate change and to navigate that ascension or that transformation that they're actually seeking. You know,
very well put. Quick question. I got to know, do you use crystals?
Yes, I do. And I was, oh my gosh, I was laughing because at this last retreat, I couldn't pick which one. I couldn't pick which one I wanted because
that could support you through your day.
So I probably had about 15 that I was stuffing in my bra and in my shirt everywhere. They were falling out, but that's okay. But absolutely, crystals I use every single day, and more so because of meeting you and how you've educated me on how to use them and the benefits of crystals. And then, you know, once I started applying that practice of using crystals, I've personally seen that effect. from them. So I don't go anywhere without them. Like, especially if I'm having a client, I'm always having my crystals on me.
Sure.
Or if I know I'm going into, you know, a stressful situation, I'm always going to bring those just to bring that grounding energy to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
So now it's become more of a hobby where I collect them, and now I've got a buffet of crystals. And
buffet of crystals. I love it.
I
love it.
Use them all the time.
Fantastic. So back into Envision Coaching and Wellness, because coaching right now is huge.
Yes.
People are really looking to coaches in general. And I, myself personally, I see a coach.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say I see a coach, it's really over Zoom. But I do it over Zoom an hour every week, and it gives me time almost as if I'm working with a therapist. And therapy is really hard to come by right now. I mean, they're backlogged. They're overrun. It's just, it's a hard place to get into, but a lot of people need therapy. It might be a really good tool for them.
Mm-hmm.
For myself, coaching seems to be what I need for therapy, coaching in all areas of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. So tell me, explain a little bit about your coaching and what you do in your practice and business.
Yeah. So there's a lot of differences between a coach and a therapist.
Totally.
And I am all about support therapists by all means. But the difference with a coach is that we are very future focused, as in we always are trying to take you from where you are to where you want to be, but more so building an action plan on how to bridge that gap. So for me specifically, I do consider myself as that life coach, and I that is my title as a professional life coach, but I more so specialize in mindset reprogramming, emotional management, and that personal development.
Wow.
And I truly believe that the byproducts of our life and even our actions and, you know, is influenced with the way that we think. So all of our thoughts create our feelings, and our feelings, you know, drive our behaviors, and those behaviors ultimately influence the outcome or result of a situation.
Absolutely.
So you can always trace back, like, if you're unsatisfied with where you are right now, let's go back to the thought. And what is interesting is whenever we start digging deep into that, you can find those thought patterns and the belief systems that are influencing perception with people, again, therefore influencing their behaviors. So I can help people in any area of life because I'm always going back to the mind. So, you know, same with, again, the emotional management aspect and that personal development is I really focus on giving my clients the tools, the strategies, and the lessons and the knowledge that they need to really, again, have that self-awareness so they can be able to respond accordingly that's in alignment with the outcomes or results that they want. So with that being said, too, so I do a lot of one-on-one coaching, which you're never going to get what I have anywhere else. I'm so confident in what I have to offer. But aside from that, though, I'm in the development stages of creating an online course, and that is more of a group coaching outline. So there's a curriculum involved with that, and then there's going to be weekly group coaching calls and support calls, and that's really going to encompass self-exploration and self-discovery to achieve that self-mastery and more so that unconditional self-love. And then too, you know, with the wellness retreat, so the Let Love Live Ladies. So again, that's going to be like the wellness aspect of my business. And I also offer business coaching and leadership training.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Very
yeah.
cool.
Mm-hmm.
What made you get into this work? Was there like a personal experience or were
too
you
many?
Just...
Absolutely. But we all have a story though. We all
that's,
have a
yeah,
story.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's almost as if it gives you an upper hand in your area of expertise to have a peer perspective.
Absolutely.
Right? And that's how I feel in the work that I do,
yeah.
knowing that I've come from, you know, my hellhole, as
yeah,
I like to call it,
absolutely.
My shadow self,
yes.
and uncovered and unburied that sad little child, and,
mm-hmm.
and she, you know, showed her way.
Yeah.
Now I'm this bright light, and I'm so proud of where I'm at, and I know that I'm attracting the clients I need.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a story. Tell us your story.
Okay, well, if we had at least 5 episodes, then I'd probably say more about that because I'm an open book. But no, I guess really all in all, you know, I have a lot of my childhood, there was a lot of trauma involved. And I hate to put that label on it as trauma, but it's more just for demonstration purposes, I guess, if you will. But I like to actually redefine that. But I had a lot of suicide in my family. My grandpa actually was diagnosed with schizophrenia, and he ended up getting the wrong prescription, and it drove him into a deep depression, and he shot himself.
Oh, my goodness.
So a more so tragedy has always occurred.
Mm-hmm.
And so after that incident, I was probably around the age of like 3 or 4 years old, you know, it tore my family apart. So my dad was an alcoholic, and there was just a lot of conflict within the family. And that alcohol really affected my parents,
sure.
Which they ended up separating. They thankfully worked everything out, and, you know, they're together now. But there was such a dynamic that was created that I felt very isolated.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually chose to isolate myself because, you know, as children, we're not really taught how to process emotions, which we carry into our adulthood, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, so that really ended up causing me to isolate. And, you know, because I was actually trying to avoid that discomfort as well of those bad emotions, you know, I started reacting to those emotions when I hit those teenage years. So I was really wild. I had addictions. You know, there was just a lot of unresolved, issues that I had.
Sure.
So then kind of moving past that, though, I started dating my husband in high school, and we both wanted to have kids and get married. And, you know, we started that very young, right, actually out of high school. So I had a child, my first child when I was 19. But actually before that, we actually had a miscarriage, which that did a lot to me internally. But then we tried for my son. So we had him, and I felt very different than everybody else. I couldn't relate to a lot of my peers. So almost repeating those familiar past emotions.
Sure.
Right? Different circumstances.
Yeah.
And, you know, on top of it, so I was, you know, I financially struggled because we were young. My husband was in the trades. We couldn't afford daycare and by choice.
Mm-hmm.
I did not want to put my kids in daycare. So I always bartended or waitressed at night. So we were, you know, just those average people living paycheck to paycheck and, you know, being first-time parents, you know, trying to figure that out, which
sure.
is a whole thing in itself. And we were still trying to figure out our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And just being at the age I was, again, then going into my young 20s, that's where a lot of that self-discovery really started to ignite, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to navigate that. And I wanted to kind of do what I was taught, as in go along into an industry that was respected. So I ended up going to college for medical science.
Oh, really? Okay.
So I did that, loved it, thinking more so, oh, this will be good pay and this will be good benefits and this will help the family and I'll, you know. But my heart didn't lie there. And actually, the more that I got involved with that, the more scared I was of that because I'm a people person.
Sure.
You know, and I couldn't fathom the idea of seeing people, you know, die all the time, especially because I was looking into more like surgery. So I ended up stemming away from the medical science, and I just felt very lost. I remember at this point, I felt very like I'm only a mother. And, you know, all of my friends were already like graduating college, right? My peers, you know, they were,
sure.
Granted, I was a little behind with that, but it really I just felt lost,
mm-hmm.
just with all the things. And so I ended up basically turning within, and I started looking into self-help information. So
that's
when
really?
Like Tony Robbins,
okay.
and Brooke Castillo, and John Maxwell.
Sure.
Fell in love with the content and the concepts with them. So that actually ended up just opening a whole new door. And so I started pursuing more psychology. Then.
Okay.
So
that's what got you into the mind.
Yes, yeah. yes. And then just learning more about that, just fell in love with it.
Sure.
And that was when I really started opening up my spirituality. Though.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a Christian, but I've just everything that I've accumulated with knowledge-wise and training and all the things, like my faith has just expanded in a lot of different areas. So that's when I started exploring Reiki. And even with yoga, too, you know, with Eastern medicine, if
mm-hmm.
you will,
sure.
and belief systems and things like that. So
is that kind of why you expanded your toolbox
yes,
when you got
absolutely.
Into your coaching stuff? Okay.
So really, but I'm so grateful for all of that, because in order for me to pursue being a life coach, which really stemmed from just that inner passion to help people overcome their suffering, because
mm-hmm.
I know what it was like
mm-hmm.
in every single area. Again, like, you know, I struggled with family, with relationships, with, you know, identity, and you know, just all the things.
All the things that we're all dealing with today
yeah,
still, right?
So I'm like, now that I've experienced those things and then been able to use the life coaching that I actually ended up pursuing, because I have actually four different coaches, and I'll never let them go. I can't do anything without them. Like, I believe in coaching so much because as I continue to grow and evolve, that next version of myself is always going to require something
Absolutely.
Different.
Absolutely.
So it is. It's so powerful. But I take, you know, again, that foundation of learning of the anatomy and the physiology of the body through when I went to college, but then furthering my education into psychology and then integrating everything that I've learned with faith. It's like, wow, mind, body, soul.
Absolutely.
And, you know, they all say the same thing. If you really, really break it down, they just use different terminology
sure.
for it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just opened up this whole new world for me, and I'm just so eager to share that with everybody else, because that's what's helped me truly heal and kind of get off the beaten path and start feeling that confidence and start getting rid of that ego and really start living in alignment with soul, which is God essence and that unconditional love. But you can't find that in the ego. You can't find that when you're feeling bad. And which the other thing is, too, is that, you know, our body, our mind, and our emotions, those are our guidance systems to let us know that we are not in alignment with our soul. So
mm-hmm.
when we're feeling bad, you know, instead of being curious, like we're being taught, again, we're trying to fit in. We're trying to, like the ego, fit in for survival purposes.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just trying to go along with everybody else instead of looking within. So again, the outside though is never going to give us the true answers. So to get off that beaten path and to be in alignment with yourself, you have to start looking within, and you have to start really growing that self-awareness, which again, I wouldn't have learned if it wasn't for all of my experiences
sure.
and what I've learned along the way.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah. Thanks so much for sharing that
yeah.
story. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
So, Jessica, News for the Soul Radio is all mm-hmm. about diving into unexplained energetic events that occur here on Earth.
mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm a medium. You've worked with me before.
Yeah.
So as a medium, I get to experience interesting, unexplained energetic events all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've been lucky enough to witness my work. In fact, some of the time you've had your clients come in when they've
mm-hmm.
been working with you, they've yes. come in to work with me.
Yeah.
So without going into too much detail to give away your client session,
yeah.
what has your experience been working with me when we do what I call a spirit session, where we're connecting with spirit?
It's crazy. It is fucking
crazy.
Can I swear on here?
I know. I mean, freedom of speech, I believe.
Right.
Yeah.
Self-expression, right?
Right.
So it's insane, and it's insane, but that's because it's almost like taboo-like, you
okay.
know? Because it's, and the way that I say it, not in a negative, like, aspect, though.
Yeah.
But it's not something you see every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And so to be able to genuinely experience the unknown or the unseen, it right, that alone is mind-blowing. But what makes it that much more remarkable, though, is just, I mean, I work with you so much.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've had so many clients now come to you,
mm-hmm.
you know, for our sessions, and you're spot on every single time. And it's the little detail that gives really that confirmation, that validation on, like, oh my gosh, how does she know this kind of thing? Again, whether it's picking up smells or colors or even like pictures, even like, oh, when you say, like, I'm seeing this, and this, and this picture, like, it's all these little subtle details that just is like, she's the real deal. And I've never went to go seek any of mediumship type out before. And I mean, it was always interesting to me, but just, again, never knew much about it.
Sure.
And once I started meeting you, and as I started working with you more, I mean, time and time again, you're always validating it. And it's just so healing, though. It's so healing because, especially when you're connecting with past loved ones, with people, they're getting that closure. They're getting those unanswered questions answered in a way. It
sure.
really is. It's so healing. And grief is such a... There's so much involved with the process of grief, and it's not linear. So
right.
all these phases of grief, like, they can happen simultaneously, and it can delay them and it can destroy them if they just allow that, right? But
sure.
so when I have my clients, you know, work with you, it's speeding that up.
Okay.
That's giving them those unanswered or giving them the answers to the unanswered questions. You know
sure,
what I mean?
Sure.
Oh, absolutely. It's magnificent.
Thank you. I
think
appreciate
that's what actually really opened my eyes up to, like, there is so much more that we do not understand. And just even seeing how you work
mm-hmm.
through those mediumship sessions, it really does. It's validation that there is life after death.
Yeah, there is definitely life after death. Something that I often say in those sessions, and maybe you can remember or
mm-hmm.
not, but I always like to tell the clients, I've been told by spirit in the afterlife that there's still free will,
yeah.
that we still have the ability to make decisions, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
that we can manipulate our energy or create our reality so
mm-hmm.
that we can still experience after we pass through this physical body
yeah.
here on Earth. What are your thoughts on that? Do you think that free will is something that you'd like to still experience even after your physical body is gone? Is that something hard to kind of grasp?
It is hard, and
yeah.
I think it's because, again, like, it's hard to answer that because I've never asked myself that.
Sure.
Because, again, where I'm, you know, just like most people, we're so focused on our 3D dense reality that we're
Absolutely.
Living in.
Mm-hmm.
And we fear death because it is unknown.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that's unknown, that gives us fear. So I think we prevent, including myself, asking any type of those questions because we just don't want to think about that. Because
sure.
the way we associate our thoughts with death
mm-hmm.
and the afterlife. But now that you're asking me that question, oh my gosh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I would really love to have that, like, to know that, like, I still have a choice.
Sure.
And I, like, again, associating free will with that being life.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So I hope you don't mind me going here, but
yeah.
I thought it'd be fun for our listeners to hear just a small example of something that we shared together
yeah.
during what wasn't really a mediumship session, but more or less scoping out a space.
Yeah.
So do you remember last spring, or maybe it was last summer,
mm-hmm.
We went to the old barn in Burlington.
Yes. Okay.
So we went to this old barn. I'm going to leave the title of the barn out for the sake of protecting their space. But more or less, we were looking at this place to host a retreat.
Yes, yeah.
And the owners were gracious enough to say, yeah, you can pick up on energy if you'd like. We'd love to hear what. And so I did. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the first thing that I ended up seeing kind of in the main barn space?
Wasn't it somebody being hanged?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. There was so much that happened that day. It's hard to
Yeah, but that was definitely the first thing. So
yes, and I started getting goosebumps all over my body.
Right.
All over my body.
It was really interesting. And I'd like to just share with the listeners, because, again, this show is about the unexplained energetic events that can happen. And, again, we were kind of walking through this barn, an old barn that was established in the early 1800s.
Yeah.
And, again, southeastern Wisconsin. And as we were walking through, I noticed with my high sensory eyes, my third eye, so to speak, a noose hanging
mm-hmm.
from the
mm-hmm.
ceiling in the corner.
Yeah.
And I asked the owners at the time, you know, was this barn ever used for slaves? Because I felt a very strong pull that they were slaves. And one woman had stepped in and said, absolutely not. There's no possible way. But the true history of the barn was that it was part of the Underground Railroad.
Yes. And they didn't find that out until, like, what was it, days later?
It was days
yeah.
later, but they had looked it up and done some research
yeah.
for us to see if they could validate what I had seen. And sure enough, there was an Underground Railroad system
yeah.
that had gone through there. And then I don't know if you remember the other part that happened in the basement. Do you
yes.
remember? Go ahead.
So, I think there was there a picture?
Yes.
Okay, so... And that had to do with, there was a picture, I think, of a cow.
Of a cow, yeah.
And so we were scoping out the basement because of all the experience that we were having
yeah.
upstairs.
Yeah, we wanted
like,
to
here,
see.
Here, you want to see the basement? Like, yeah, we do. So when we went down there, yeah, there was in the basement of this barn was this cow picture in that corner. And you were picking up. And there was... I think it was the event director that was kind of guiding us around. Didn't she mention about how there was a woman who
yeah.
was a milk lady?
The milkmaid.
She
was kind of stuck in that space a little
yeah.
bit. Her spirit was, nonetheless. So that was very interesting
mm-hmm.
as well.
Yeah.
Thank you very much
yeah.
for sharing. So we
yeah.
did end up using that barn for our event.
Yes. Yeah.
And we ended up doing my first group mediumship.
Yes.
Do you remember about how many people we had at that retreat?
That one was a lot. I want to say, so I close usually ticket sales just to keep that intimate, safe space for the attendees at 40.
I want to say it was about
so
35,
was
maybe?
I want to say it was probably between 35 and 37 people, I think,
okay.
were there that day.
So about 35 people in a room, and I stood up at the front of the space with a microphone and basically picked out a few people in the audience that
mm-hmm.
Were giving off enough energy and spirit was coming through to pick on them,
yeah.
so to speak, and offer them a quick connection with spirit, which I'll share just briefly.
Yeah.
It was an amazing experience for me because I was able to connect with some really incredible people
mm-hmm.
in the moment. But at the end, and I think I've talked to maybe 6 or 7 of those 35
yeah.
people, at the end, I had to leave the room.
Yeah.
I ran out, and I ended up throwing up because there was so much.
Yes, I didn't know you did.
No, it was a good expelling of
yeah.
energy.
Purge.
It was a good purge.
Yeah.
But it was so much because
yeah.
I had never done anything like that.
Yeah.
I had never invited spirit to take over me and myself and my space.
Mm-hmm.
In such a large group before. It was almost like a performance, so
yeah.
to speak.
Yeah.
But what was your perspective? How did it make you feel? What do you have as far as memories of that?
Gosh, I just remember being in complete just fascination with you. And just, I had such, I was so proud of you.
Oh, thank you.
I was
wow,
so proud
thank
of
you.
You. And it was more so because I knew this was your first live, like, mediumship, and I'm, like, taking into consideration, like, okay, the experience we had was just viewing, okay, the venue, so I already knew it was very highly energetic and that was going to affect you.
Sure.
But then you throw in, you know, 35, 37 people into that, not including all the support staff. I mean, there is a lot of energy in there. And I still remember, like, thinking, watching you, like, I'm so proud that you did this because you pushed yourself. You pushed yourself. And until you do things like that is when you really can somewhat realize a touch of your potential to something.
Sure.
And, you know, especially with our conversation earlier today when we were talking about, you know, our future goals and things that we want to create in our life, like, that actually just came into my mind right now. I'm so happy that you did do that. Like, in that moment, I was just so proud of you because I couldn't even imagine how difficult that would have been. But
thank you for validating
yes.
that.
I mean, again, I don't have that. But, yeah, I just was like, I don't know how she can be doing this, but I'm so proud of her for doing it. And then, you know, taking the other side of it, though, as I was looking around the woman in that room, I mean, it was a domino effect of emotion. You know, I remember there was one participant where, of course, again, you were spot on about it, about her particular situation. And you could tell she, for once in her life, just expressed, like that crying, that purging, just expressed that moment, being vulnerable in that moment, and allowed herself to feel it, the grief that she was going through. And when I was looking around at the rest of the group of the women, you could just feel that they felt that.
Yeah, it's palpable.
Yes, and it was a domino effect. And then, you know, before I know it, there's other women that were crying in the room. And it just, what you created by stepping out of your comfort zone and doing something like that, it was healing for everybody. And I think it changed just the insight, the simple, subtle insights that those women, I think, were having that day by seeing and witnessing your gift. It just, I really think it definitely could have changed the entire dynamic of their lives and gave them that shift of their life. You know what I mean?
Sure, yeah. Thank you.
It was so powerful. Absolutely.
Thank you. That was really great. Great response and connection to how I felt that day too. So this last weekend on Saturday, we did our spring retreat. We kind of already talked about that. But we did something new at this one that we felt the women really needed.
Yeah.
And it ended up being an amazing experience for everybody involved, including the support staff, including the Let Love Live ladies, all the women that attended. But what we did, we called it a soulful circle. Basically, the soulful circle was we decided to hold space for these women and give them the chance to release. And in that release, it could be cathartic, you know, if they needed to scream or cry or giggle, whatever it was. But really to have their moment of freedom to just be and let loose on whatever was bothering them in the moment. Now, I know for myself, when I looked around the room over the weekend, I saw, you know, 16, 17 women that really, really needed to just have somebody tell them, go ahead and cry. You're able and welcome to do so. What was your take on that whole soulful circle? What was your favorite part? What do you have to express about it?
Well, first of all, it was completely unplanned. That was not a part of the format or the itinerary of the day. And that's just...
But it was, like, divinely given to us.
And I think that's something as well is, like, our interest primarily is giving what the attendees need.
Right.
And that we're willing to completely change something on the fly and be flexible and adaptable to make sure that their needs are met.
Right.
But I would say with a soulful circle, though, just kind of like what you said is when we allow them the space to speak freely and to give that confirmation like, hey, this is your opportunity to take off the mask that we show to the world and to others. You can take that off and just release what is in your heart. What is it that you're struggling with? What, you know, whatever it may be. And it just was so powerful because as each woman started revealing their stories, it almost seemed like too, like the stories that they were sharing were getting longer.
Yeah.
Like after each person. So you could tell that they felt that safe space.
Right.
That
they were comfortable.
Could do that. And then like as people were sharing their stories, again, because we just want to be seen and heard.
Totally.
And understood more so, not just seen and heard, but understood. And so as each woman was revealing those things, like, you know, there were girls that were coming up to them, like hugging them and, you know, rubbing their backs or holding them and saying, it's okay. And as, so not only did you get that physical, you know, that support, which a lot of us just want, again, and even just to be understood by other people, but you could see how each person does have their own story. And you could tell that that was healing in itself.
Right.
Because they're like, I'm not the only one. Or, you know, like, wow, I thought I had it hard. And then you're hearing this other woman who she may have perceived like, wow, I've never gone into seeing like that before.
Right,
when it,
right.
You know?
Yeah. It was, like I had mentioned, very cathartic, very intimate and very vulnerable. But when those energies were kind of swirling through the room, it was, as you said, healing. But these women, they kind of showed a part of themselves that was exactly the point of the Let Love Live movie.
Yes.
Having empowerment. Yes. They all felt empowered enough to share and to expose and to go, you know what, not today. I'm not going to let this be weighing me down anymore. Yeah. Today's the day that I'm going to share and open up and connect.
Yeah.
And I loved it so much.
Mm-hmm.
So going back to what we started this conversation,
yeah.
It's so necessary, the work that you're doing and the work that you've set up for the Let Love Live ladies to do. And I so appreciate what you're offering this world. And, you know, even in our tiny little corner of Wisconsin, making such a huge difference.
Yeah.
Jessica, I appreciate you being on my Upleveling You with Jesse V show on News for the Radio, or
so
News for the Soul Radio. Oh my gosh. Yes. Thank you. We're getting down to the last few minutes here. I want to give you enough time to do a shameless self-promotion before I end the show with mine. So if you're kind of unfamiliar because you've never been on here before. So News for the Soul Radio has done shameless self-promotions for as long as they've been on the radio, for 25 years now. And I love that she gives us the space to do so, because as healers, we don't really toot our own horn, because guess what? Ego's attached to it. You were talking about that today, right? It's kind of hard for us to get into that space of like, hey, focus on me. I'm really good at what I do, but I want to give you some time. Go ahead. Tell the world, what are you good at? Give yourself a little shameless self-promotion.
Oh my gosh. I don't even know where to start with that, but really, I guess, so I love what I do, and I'm good at it, and I have helped so many people, and, you know, each person that I interact with and develop such a close relationship with and watch their journey and to walk alongside them, it's just remarkable. I'm genuinely passionate about it. So for any of the guests on this show, you can find me at Envision, Envision, coachingandwellness.com. I do offer, like I said, one-on-one life coaching. You're not going to find it anywhere else. What I customize, I integrate, again, the mind, body, soul with my background, educational background, and even my personal experience, and I pamper and spoil my clients. They get literally unlimited communication with me. That is usually when life happens, when they're not sitting down with me. So you do get your, you know, regular coaching sessions with me, but you get, again, even sessions with Jesse that's included. But it is a coach-client bonding session is what I call, because it's really tailored to what the client needs. So I have some clients who are struggling. You know, for example, they come to see me to improve their physical health. They want to lose some weight. So that might look like, okay, we're going to go on a hike. We're going to go, you know, do maybe some yoga, and we're going to have a, you know, a very healthy nutritional lunch made, you know, et cetera. Or if I have a client struggling with self-image, you know, maybe we're going to have an all-inclusive spa day, right? It really is always different. But so you get these coach client bonding sessions, the unlimited communication, you get an entire exclusive welcome kit that comes with a binder, all the tools you need. It really is one of a kind. The time frames, they usually do 3 month or 6 month packages. But aside from just the one-on-one life coaching, like I said, the group life coaching program is in the works, and I'm really wanting to put a lot of my heart and soul into our Let Love Live ladies.
Yay!
So you can always check us out on our social media platforms. We're on Facebook and Instagram. And yeah, I really think that's probably it.
That's awesome. Yes. Check out Jessica Anderson at Envision Coaching and Wellness. She really is the real deal, an awesome person to work with. I highly recommend her. For myself, I am Jessie V. I'm an intuitive healer that can see beyond this realm. I'm able to identify where there's energy blockages within your physical and soul body, and I am able to easily heal them. Think of me as a psychic surgeon, so to speak. If you are looking for help to release physical pain or emotional trauma, I really want you to reach out to me. Think of me first. I do in-person Reiki sessions, distance sessions using Zoom or over the phone. I have an entire store, whether you look it up online or in person, full of tools from crystals to teas to tonics to tinctures to candles. You name it, we've got it for you. So I highly recommend going to my websites, riversidestudio.com, teatreesandoils.com, or crystalpharmacy.com, pharmacy with pharmacy. I am so grateful for all of you listening to us this evening. This is Jessie V with Upleveling You. Thanks so much, and I will see you next month. Bye-bye.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.